are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Well, while visiting this wholesale club or clubs, good old boy Dave was kind enough to bring back the Heavy Hitter IPA variety pack from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company.
The Heavy Hitter IPA Variety Pack from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company contains the Hoptonite Double IPA, which is exclusive to this pack. The Cosmic Little Thing Hazy Double IPA, Atomic Torpedo Imperial IPA, which is a revved up version of just the, you know, the plain old Torpedo IPA. And then
thing.
The Hop Bullet Imperial IPA Magnum Edition, which is a limited release.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hey there. Yeah, you over there. Don't worry, you dialed in the right spot. And here we are for another suds segment where good beer really meets bad radio. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana. And joining me at the table today is good old boy Dave.
Hello, friends. And enemies.
Oh, that was very...
Especially enemies.
Oh, okay. Well, on today's episode, we're going to be covering something that we think we're going to really like. Good old boy Dave, you think we're really going to like this one?
It's beer, so yeah.
Okay, fair. So recently, good old boy Dave visited one of the local wholesale clubs. Ooh.
Yep.
Feeling a little bougie there,
I don't
huh?
buy potatoes unless I'm buying 20 pounds of potatoes. And I like to buy at least 5 pounds of scrimp.
You like the things in bulk?
Yes.
Okay.
Except the prices.
Well, while visiting this wholesale club or clubs, good old boy Dave was kind enough to bring back the Heavy Hitter IPA variety pack from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company in both Chico, California, and Mills Creek, North Carolina.
I think Sierra Nevada deserves some cheers.
They do. They totally do. As you can probably tell from some previous episodes, we are fans of Sierra Nevada.
We love them long time.
Yes, long, long time. So, good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us what's included in this big old box of beer?
The Heavy Hitter IPA Variety Pack from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company contains the Hoptonite Double IPA, which is exclusive to this pack. The Cosmic Little Thing Hazy Double IPA. Atomic Torpedo Imperial IPA, which is a revved up version of just the, you know, the plain old Torpedo IPA.
Oh, that little thing.
And then the Hop Bullet Imperial IPA Magnum Edition, which is a limited release.
Cool.
And just so you know, the smallest beer in this pack is like 7.2%.
You know, and I was going to say, I wonder what the heavy hitterness is.
Yeah, why would they call it heavy hitters? That doesn't make sense.
Are we talking about the New York Yankees lineup?
Oh, that would have been a swing and a miss.
Ouch.
You can't make up comedy gold like that, folks.
Or can you?
Or can you make up a divorce contract? Okay.
Well, we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly. And for those of you that know, we do enjoy doing this. We literally crack open the can or bottle and just start tasting first
start
thing that comes.
Drinking it.
And saying words and things. Yes. So we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly and then giving our tasting notes as we go. And hey, speaking of those, good old boy Dave, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be tasting and rating these beers from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company with our suds ratings and signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, ah, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time, give me another. In case you're wondering, in Radio Land, the longer the belch, the better the beer.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Oh. I thought that was implied, but...
Well, but still.
Okay, whatever.
We might have some new listeners. Okay. So before we get into the beer, I just wanted to give a 10-second history on Sierra Nevada Brewing Company for those that may be living under a rock and have no idea who they are.
All right. I'll start counting down.
Okay.
10.
So...
9.
Sierra Nevada Brewing Company was founded in 1980 7. By... Ken
Six,
Grossman and Paul
five,
Camusi in Chico, California.
Four,
Grossman's passion for homebrewing led him to open a homebrew supply store before launching the brewery using salvaged equipment like dairy tanks and bottling equipment. In other words, he kind of MacGyvered his way in at the beginning. And the brewery's first beer was a stout, followed by the infamous, famous Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Still the standard for the style.
Yes.
After all these years.
Yes. And to think from 1980 and here they are.
Yeah.
Still at it.
That's like 106 years or something.
120.
Oh,
man. You know, but who's counting?
Man.
Right? Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
And King Grossman's still alive, too. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I love how they started as homebrewers and started as like a homebrew supply shop.
Yeah.
You know, you hear stories like, I think Ballast Point kind of started the same way. So, well, that didn't turn out as well, but still.
But still, right.
Yeah.
And if you think about the beer landscape in 1980, there really wasn't hardly any craft.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was, it might have been like a handful across the United States.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are back in the day of like, you know, Charlie Papazian and like back when homebrewing was really just starting to get going.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and otherwise you relied on... You know, the Pabst and the...
I mean, 1980, I was like 7 years old, so I was still just drinking light beer at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you hadn't graduated up yet.
No. I was watching my waistline.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Well, let's get to the beer, huh?
Well, I might as well.
Okay.
We're here.
Okay, yes, we're here. So the first one that we are going to talk about is the Hoptonite Double IPA, which is... exclusive to this pack, 7.2% ABV. This is a classic West Coast style double IPA that's loaded with notes of citrus and grapefruit rind from generous amounts of aromatic hops. The bold and aggressive double IPA remains drinkable and will keep you coming back for more.
Mm, smells nice, citrusy, pithy.
Okay, so I know pale ale versus IPA, but do you feel a little reminiscent of the pale ale to a degree?
I think there's probably always going to be a little bit of that going on. And to be honest, this beer does not drink. It's like 7.2% to me personally. I think it's very smooth. It's very balanced. The people at Sierra Nevada, they've pretty much got hoppy beer down to a science.
I mean, this is dialed in.
Yeah.
Like, and as you would expect. So is the expectation high given that we know what Sierra Nevada is about? I mean, we've been talking about their beer for years and they kind of,
I think you
like
would be
built the map of what IPAs can be.
I think you would be more, like a lot of us, I think would be a lot more judgy about a Sierra Nevada beer that was, you know, maybe the hot balance was out a little bit, or it finished a little bit weird, or, okay, you know, like whatever, like little sure defects that for some smaller, newer breweries, you might go, well, they're figuring it out. These guys have figured it out. So if something goes awry with a sour or the Sierra Nevada beer, then you're going to notice it more. You're going to call it out more. And you're going to be like, hey, man, what's going on here?
Sure. And the expectation's high.
Yeah.
So the creaminess is there. The creaminess doesn't linger, though. It stops.
Yeah. Nice finish. Yeah.
Yep. And you would say that this is very citrusy, like grapefruity.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Okay.
Would you?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then mixed with the pine, so it's a good balance.
Yeah. And I think what's cool, and this kind of goes back to the mix pack thing, too, is like, so this one you only get in this mix pack, right? Or that's what they say. For me, like, it's worth it to me to buy this big pack of beer to try a Sierra Nevada IPA that I haven't had before, maybe couldn't get. I don't know that I would feel that way with just any brewery, though.
Fair.
I don't think anybody can kind of just automatically pull this off and be like, oh, yeah, oh, we'll sell you, you know, three or four six packs of beer in a box and you'll probably like it, you know?
Yeah, sure. And this, I mean, to me, when you brought it home, I was like, oh, this is great. Like, this is a no-brainer. Like, yeah, if I saw it, I would pick it up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sierra Nevada. Oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So what do you want to rate this beer?
I think we could.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are going to rate the Hop Tonight Double IPA a 4. And we'll be back in a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is taking a little mix pack, if you will, from Sierra Nevada, which is called their Heavy Hitter IPA Variety Pack. And we've just essentially, we started talking about what's in that.
Heavy Hitter IPA Pack.
Yes. So the first one that we talked about was the Hop Tonight Double IPA, which is 7.2%.
And the lowest ABV in the whole pack. So we got the little baby out of the way, and we're going to go work our way up.
Exactly. So the next one that we're going to talk about, and I think I've had this one before.
This one's widely available.
Okay. Is the Cosmic Little Thing Hazy Double IPA. Now, this one,
is 8%, so it's a little...
Not so little.
It's a little bump up, right. So ride an interstellar wave of tropical flavor in this cosmic little thing, a hazy nebula glowing with comet, strata, and Helios hops, with notes of citrus, berries, and lychee. They use Munich...
Pick out a lychee if you hit me in the face with it.
Really? They have Munich oats and Turo and wheat. And then the hops are Comet, Eureka, Helios, Simcoe, Strata.
Yeah, definitely get the hints of the Simcoe and the Strata. I'm guessing Helios might be where some of the berries come from. I don't know how hazy this is. I mean, it's...
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say, if you tell me that we're going to be drinking a hazy IPA...
Maybe this is West Coast hazy.
Okay.
You know, like, it's not... It's definitely not a NIPA.
No.
It does have some oats and some wheat in it, so there should be... Well, the wheat would be more the mouthfeel, but there's some oats in it, so you should get some mouthfeel and maybe some... You know, some stuff floating around. But I think they're too daggum good at filtering and, you know, all their end processes.
That they're hazy is a mild hazy.
It's hazy
ish.
Hazy adjacent.
Ooh.
Let's call it that.
Okay.
Still super tasty. It definitely does have tropical fruits, berries and things. It's got they describe the flavor and the aroma accurately. I just don't know that the mouthfeel is totally there for like what I generally consider a hazy. Because when you think hazy, you're thinking all that matter that's floating in around in there, making it
hazy.
You're
thinking chewy.
You're going to get a little chewiness or whatever, a little extra, you know, viscosity or whatever. But I don't necessarily feel that.
Okay. So, I mean, we could split hairs about what is like true haze, pseudo haze, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. But I think overall, I do like the creamy taste of it.
Yeah, no.
Or the mouthfeel, I should say.
I have no detraction from it. And maybe it's a hazy, like a chill haze kind of thing. Maybe that's what it is.
A chill haze?
Yeah, a chill haze.
And compared to the previous, the double IPA that we had, because I have a little bit left of that, this is a lot creamier, a lot smoother. And it's...
Yeah. The it's finish denser. On this is like not as resiny, like pithy sharp, you know, like grapefruit pithy sharp.
But you're not expecting to get
a totally different experience from that beer to this beer.
Right. We're not hanging out in the
which
forest.
Which is crazy. You
like,
know? I mean, they were just living in the same box with each other for who knows how long and probably, you know, rubbing against each other. And, but no, that one's that
they
one.
They were isolated by the aluminum.
Well, I guess. It's not very thick aluminum. You know, I mean, you're living in a box with another beer for a few weeks and, you know, stuff happens. I'm just saying. But these guys, they kept it professional.
Well, they are
professional.
That's
what Sierra Nevada
right?
does, though. They keep it professional.
They
I'll give
are
them props.
Rather professional. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So no lychee. Yeah. I wonder.
I don't know. Maybe there's lychee.
No, I just don't. I don't feel like. There is, I feel like the other, I feel citrus and berries, but yeah. I just don't feel lychee.
I think Kendall would taste the lychee.
Well, fair.
Yeah.
But sadly, Kendall's not here with
He's
us.
He's not.
So we just have to rate this.
Kendall would taste what day of the week it was probably canned on. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
And that's why.
That's why we love
him. Exactly. Okay. So what do you want to rate the cosmic little thing?
Well,
double IPA.
I think even though it's not necessarily as hazy in appearance as one might expect, it still has some of the mouthfeel, still has all the flavors, the tropical, the berries and everything. And it's a tasty beer from start to finish. And it drinks really easy for 8%, which it seems to be so far a pretty common theme for this box.
Yeah. Do you think that this one feels, though, a little bit more bump of the ABV? No. Still the same.
No. I'm not. Okay. I'm not laying down. So.
Like you feel like you're drinking a six.
Yeah. I mean, for this, it would be more that I would get full rather than I would feel buzzed.
Okay.
Or I would start getting full before I realized how buzzed I was feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be what stopped me.
That's fair.
Because the flavors are not like so crazy or so in your face that it just wears your palate out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And especially like if you're having this with some food, like some, you know, a burger, some chili or something.
Yeah. And speaking of which, when you, okay, what would you pair with this? Yeah.
I'd pair anything with tacos.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's my jam, but.
Sure.
I mean, a burger, yeah, anything, maybe something spicy, just to let those hops help you out a little bit.
Okay.
You know, get through it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What do you want to rate it?
I want to rate this a 4.
All right. You're in charge.
Never.
So interesting to me with this heavy hitter IPA pack is like, okay, so like we said, the smallest beer in here is 7.2%. And because it was at a wholesale club, I guess, I mean, you probably find this at other stores, but it was like 24 beers. So what, that's like 2 cases of beer, I guess, 4 six packs.
Right.
And that's a fairly big commitment. Not if you're not really an IPA person or you're not sure, but like the thing that I was thinking about is like, so when we talk about a lot of these mix packs, we talk about, okay, and we've done a lot of episodes about mix packs.
Oh, before, sure.
Which
sure.
Everyone should go back and listen to. But like sometimes you're like, okay, this would be a great mix pack. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. She killed a spider, everybody. like really light beers or something that you might take to a party. Or something where it's a brewery that you want to get to know, right? And you don't want to buy a full six pack. So you might, so a lot of these mix packs have like 12. So you might get 3 beers each of 4 beers or 4 beers each of 3 beers. And you're not buying a full six pack, but you know you probably like 1 or 2 of them. You also get the limited release, maybe a mix exclusive or something.
Sure.
But like this one, it's like, I don't know if you take this to a party. I mean, maybe, but like you're taking beers that are going to get people full and or buzzed.
Well, that's, you know? Yeah, that was the thing that I was going to ask you is, okay, so if I'm going to the store because I'm going to meet out some friends, like, you know, maybe on
going to the lake.
Yeah, going to the
party
lake,
or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. We're like, we're hiking for the day and then we're going to camp at night, whatever. I know that some of my friends will be beer nerds.
Yeah.
And others may not want something too hoppy. You know, they're in the outdoors. They just want something crisp, whatever.
You get something that's like one of those, like, oh, it's 3 lagers and a pale ale or something,
exactly.
You know, whatever.
Exactly.
And they're all like 4 to 5%.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So I try to find something that's a variety of things, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But with this, okay, first of all, they're hoppy.
You're all in on hops with
right.
this one.
I mean, there's a level of confidence in putting this this variety pack, which is like essentially 4 beers together.
Yeah.
Because they're all so hoppy and they're all like higher ABV.
Yeah.
So I guess this begs the question is, what kind of party are we going to with this?
This is a party where hopefully nobody's driving after or something. Everybody's got a designated driver.
Sure. And it's not these, like these will sit forever.
No, that's a great point too.
Answer in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hey, thanks.
So today's episode, we were talking about the Heavy Hitter Ivy IPA Variety Pack that is from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company in both Chico and Mills Creek, North Carolina.
One in California, one in North Carolina.
Yeah.
They get you from both sides.
They do.
Bam, bam.
They do. So right before the break, we were talking about where to take this variety pack because, again, we're talking about beer that the lowest ABV on this is 7.2%. And you're getting 24 in this pack. So let's answer the question of where do you take this? What kind of party is this?
So I think, I don't know if there's a party. I mean, if you got a bunch of hop head bros that are hanging around the pool or something, yeah, then you do that. I think this is also good for a hop head on a budget or who's, you know, like a bulk buyer like me. You stick them in your beer fridge because ordinarily we say hoppy beers have to be, you know, drank pretty fresh. But we did a past episode of Sierra Nevada where Sierra Nevada Pale Ale was featured as one of the beers. And it was really good a year after sitting in a closet at room temperature for a year, you know. So I don't think Sierra Nevada is necessarily as worried about fall off.
Right.
And I think as a consumer, you could feel good about, well, I don't want to drink, I don't want to just pound 7-8% beers all the time.
Sure.
You could throw this in your fridge, keep it cold, and, you know, within a reasonable amount of time, you'd be pretty good.
Sure.
You
know? Sure. And that was going to be part of the conversation for me is if you had a 24 pack of bottles versus cans, you would have to drink them a lot quicker.
I think, yeah, I think you're risking oxidation and fall off easier with bottles. Cause we kind of found that out too in that same episode that the can, you know, holds it all in a lot better than a bottle, even a brown bottle.
Yeah. But, and if you're spending the money and the time to enjoy beer that was made by a brewery that really enjoys their hops and is very thoughtful about the hops that go into their beer.
Yep.
You want to enjoy it at its freshest, if you will.
Yeah. Or, you know, it's as close as you're realistically going to get buying something from a wholesale club after, you know, in another part of the country from the brewery.
Sure.
You know, you always have to think about the chain of custody that beers go through.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. I mean, more so than other forms.
We would like to think that leaves the, you know, brewery in a refrigerated truck and stays nice and cold all the way until it gets
to our house,
to our home.
Yeah.
Sadly, no. But some of these beers are made to withstand.
And the dream is cut. Yeah. All right. Let's get back to another beer.
All right. Is this one really small?
Yeah, so small. This is the Atomic Torpedo Imperial IPA.
Atomic Torpedo. We're done with regular torpedoes. Right? They're stupid.
The revved up version of the Torpedo IPA coming in at a mild 9.2% ABV. So this Imperial Hop Collision fuses the West Coast and juicy IPAs, unleashing atomic flavors of lush fruit, citrus, and sticky pine. First released as a double IPA, they kicked the Atomic Torpedo up a notch from 8.2% to 9.2% for bigger, bolder Imperial IPA intensity.
Daggum.
And there's that. And this color on here is so like this to me is classic-y West Coast. It's got that kind of caramely color thing going on.
Yeah, and it's got enough sweetness in it to balance out. Those hops are not overwhelming, but the hops, like the jump from 8% Cosmic Little Thing to 9.2%, as far as like, can I taste it? Oh yeah. 9.2%. It's there. Right.
Yeah.
But also I think part of that too is the body of some of the malts that go into the body of Cosmic Little Thing and the way the hops are done.